Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Today is unfortunately a sad day, because today we mourn the departure of another politician, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Chris Christie leaves office today and becomes a private citizen for the first time in 8 years, and he does so with low approval numbers. But in his final State of the State address last week, he says he leaves as a happier man than when he walked into the office 8 years ago.
I don't know how Chris Christie can be happy when he's leaving office with the lowest approval rating in New Jersey history, 18%. Being that unpopular in 2018 and not having a sexual assault allegation, that shit takes talent. But some people may not know that Chris Christie's reputation wasn't always the turd on the bottom of New Jersey's shoe. So tonight, we take a look back at Governor Christie's incredible rise and fall. Chris Christie first took office in 2009. His straight talk approach was a breath of fresh air. You know, something New Jersey hadn't had in decades. And throughout his first term in office, Christie became extremely popular in New Jersey, especially among key demographics. You know, like guys who go, hey, guys who go, oh. And of course, women who go, get out of here, Anthony, you ruined my daughter's sweet 16. What I'm trying to say is he got very popular.
He is a rising star in the world of politics.
It's people who raise their voices and yell and scream like you that are dividing this country. We're here to bring this country together, not to divide it.
Superstorm Sandy left much of the Garden State devastated, but it's really boosting the popularity of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
94% approve of Governor Christie's handling of Hurricane Sandy recovery effort.
74% approval rating in the bluest of blue states.
The highest approval rating recorded for a New Jersey governor.
A landslide re-election victory. Is he now the man to beat for the Republican presidential nomination?
Wow. Chris Christie was so popular, people thought that he could one day be president. And people only say that about the top governors and first-term senators and TV stars and sports owners and relatives of presidents and Beyoncé. Okay. Yeah, I'm saying the Beyoncé thing. I am. But alas, alas, despite all his success, Chris Christie had the fatal flaw of a tragic character. He was an asshole. And don't get me wrong, don't get me wrong. In New Jersey, you can be an asshole. I mean, asshole is their state bird. But Christie was an asshole about the one thing no one in Jersey is willing to tolerate: traffic.
Bridgegate. This, of course, is the political scandal surrounding the office of Governor Chris Christie over the shutdown of lanes to the George Washington Bridge. This came as apparent political payback against a mayor who would not endorse it.
I am embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team.
That seemed like an apology until it got to the end. I'm so ashamed of what these dipshits have done. The lesson we all learned from Bridgegate was you can't get back at somebody by pissing off everybody else. That's gonna backfire. It's like getting revenge on a mean flight attendant by releasing a bunch of bees in the plane. You guys are with me, right? You guys are with me. I requested vegan! So after Bridgegate, Christie's approval ratings plummeted from the 70s to the mid-40s. But that's a level that you can recover from. So Chris Christie had two choices. buckle down and work hard for the great state of New Jersey, or ditch those spray tan jamokes and chase the White House. So the governor consulted his What Would Asshole Do bracelets. He chose option two, and it was all downhill from there.
Governor Christie is getting grilled about prioritizing the campaign trail over his snowy and flooded state.
The governor spent all or part of 261 days out of the state last year.
Right after dropping his own presidential bid, Christie endorsed Trump.
Seven newspapers in New Jersey have called on Christie to resign.
Christie's approval rating stands now at only 21%.
18% now tied for second worst in recent history.
The second worst approval rating. Poor Chris Christie. You know what his problem was? In 2012, he didn't run for president when he should have. And then in 2016, he ran when he shouldn't have run. His timing was off. And in life, timing is everything. Timing is what separates a normal person from a pedophile. And here's what makes Chris Christie a legend. Having hit such a low point, a more ordinary governor would try to raise his popularity. But Christie's a special person. He decided that if he was going to be the worst, he would be the best worst.
First, there was Bridgegate, and now Beachgate.
Christie's beach outing over the 4th of July holiday caused a national scandal because this particular beach was closed to the general public due to a state government shutdown.
The Garden State's first family was allowed to use the otherwise closed beach. Well, the photos have enraged many New Jersey residents.
I don't apologize for it. I don't back away from it. And I think my poll numbers show that I don't care about political optics.
Hey, man, say what you want about Chris Christie. He went down in style. Read my lips, people. This beach is shut down. Now, if you have any questions, I'll be at the beach. And then just to rub it in, he built a special sandcastle for everyone. Which is probably why, on this last day of his term, the people of New Jersey told him how they felt.
When asked about the end of Christie's term, only 5% said they will miss the Republican governor.
Just 5% will miss him. Chris Christie, my friend, now that you're not governor, are you sure that you want to stay in a state that hates you that much? Like, if I were you, I would just leave. And here's the good news. If you get out now, you can miss all that bridge traffic. So much has happened this campaign season. I mean, between finding out Ted Cruz's dad killed Kennedy, John Kasich's struggle with tapeworm, well, partnership with tapeworm, I should say, and that whole Jeb Bush wedgie incident. I mean, there was a time when we thought that would be the biggest moment in the race. And look, none of us remember it now. None of us. Can you remember it? No, we all forgot it. It's a similar thing with Chris Christie. Because we forgot it was only a few months ago that the New Jersey governor slash Sopranos extra was still running for president. Now, by the end of his campaign, he had blazed through $8.1 million and was hundreds of thousands in debt. So Christie spent millions of dollars and didn't get out of Jersey, or as they call it, the reverse Springsteen. And so after dropping out, he endorsed Donald Trump, which seems normal now. But at the time, the announcement had people reacting like this.
Chris Christie shocks the political world by endorsing the front runner.
The biggest high-profile endorsement that Trump has received.
A jaw-dropping endorsement.
Sent shockwaves throughout the Republican Party and beyond.
For several days, everyone in politics was in shock, including Chris Christie. I mean, look at that face. Look at that face. That's the kind of face you make when you're trying to remember if you used the condom last night. That's the look you have. And if you did, which side of it were you on? That is the look that he has. So everyone was wondering why Chris Christie would do such a thing. But people always forget that when you sell your soul to the devil, you're still getting something in return. And last Thursday, we found out what that was.
Donald Trump's betting this evening in central New Jersey. He was at a fundraiser in Lawrenceville for Governor Chris Christie.
The $200 per person event was designed to pay off Christie's $200,000 debt from his failed presidential run.
You know, Chris paid off his entire campaign debt tonight, right? His entire debt.
Yeah, we did it. We did it. I mean, we could have given that money to charity, but let's be honest, Christie's the real tragedy here. Come on. Yeah, there's probably kids in Africa going, no, no, I mean, I know me, but have you seen his face? No, give him the money. Give him. I'll wait for next time. I'll wait for next time. So, yes, Trump helped wipe out Christie's debt in just one night. And all Christie had to do was endorse a man who a few months prior he had said this about.
I just don't think he's suited to be president of the United States.
Why?
I don't think his temperament is suited for that, and I don't think his experience is.
Oh, yes, I don't think he's suited, and yet now he is. And also, why are they walking along the boardwalk? It's an interview, not a high school date. I don't understand. But unless this is Christie's game. Yeah, I'll meet you for an interview, 8 p.m. at the kissing booth. See you there. Totally business. Now, look, we understand there's going to be a certain level of back-scratching in politics. But this level of payback is seldom this obvious. You know, I mean, it's right in our face. It's like a couple joining the Mile High Club on the aisle of a plane. Like, have the decency to at least go into the tiny bathroom. At least.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Mike Pence. As vice president, his most important job is to be so unlikable that Congress never goes through with impeaching President Trump. But another part of his job is representing Trump to America's allies around the world, which sometimes gets a bit awkward.
In Germany today, Vice President Mike Pence found little agreement with this country's allies on many key issues.
Vice President Pence, in the eye of the storm, scolding Europe's top officials for sticking with the Iran nuclear deal and evading U.S. sanctions. It was a chilly reception from the moment he arrived here at the Munich Security Conference last night.
I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. Last August.
Wow. Not a single person in that room clapped when he mentioned that. Like, even the crickets left. They were like, kirk, kirk. Nah, you're right. Hashtag not my president. Yeah. That is the most awkward thing to happen to Mike Pence since he watched Magic Mike by mistake. That's, mother, I think they made their shirts disappear. And to be fair, that room probably does hate Donald Trump. But Mike Pence would be the worst hype man for anything. Like, if you put him on stage with a super popular rapper, it'll be like, females in the crowd, if you're enjoying your evening, please make yourselves heard audibly at this time. He was in Colombia today, or as Donald Trump calls it, South Mexico. And he was there to monitor the situation across the border in Venezuela, where things are getting more tense than Mike Pence's own eyebrows when he tries to look tough.
The crisis in Venezuela reaching new heights over the weekend as President Nicolas Maduro closed the border with Colombia and Brazil in an effort to block humanitarian aid from the U.S. from getting into the country.
Vice President Pence arrived in Colombia today to meet with Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Our efforts to date will not only continue, they will be increased. Despite Maduro's brutality, we will press on.
Okay, whose idea was it to send Mike Pence to solve the crisis in Venezuela? Like, is the plan just to bore Maduro out of power? Is that what it is? Maduro's just gonna be like, okay, okay, enough about your mother, I'll leave already. Also, I think it's a little risky to send Mike Pence to South America. What if he accidentally eats spicy food? Like, I mean, this is Mike Pence. If he has too much salt, he needs to goggle with, like, holy water for an hour. Also, by the way, I feel like Mike Pence goggles with his mouth closed because he doesn't want to seem gay. He's like...
Last December, China became the first nation to land on the far side of the moon and revealed their ambition to seize the lunar strategic high ground and become the world's preeminent spacefaring nation. And let me be clear. The first woman and the next man on the moon will both be American astronauts launched by American rockets from American soil.
wearing American apparel, holding an American girl doll, and paying with American Express. I'm not gonna lie, this announcement kind of took me by surprise. Mostly because I was surprised to find out that Mike Pence believes the moon exists, you know? No, he seems like the kind of guy who thinks the devil put the moon there to make us think about nipples, you know? Also, I like that American people believe you can just, like, fix any of its current problems, you know, just by rebooting your old greatest achievements, you know? Like, next week, Mike Pence is just gonna announce that he's sending a special ops team to the bottom of the ocean to re-murder Osama bin Laden. We'll do it again, folks! All right, moving on. This next story involves Mike Pence, vice president and man who avoids eye contact with Barbie dolls. Because it turns out, last year, he was on the campaign trail, and he got attacked.
Vice President Mike Pence reveals Triple Crown winner American Pharoah bit him on the arm. He says he was helping campaign for Congressman Andy Barr last year when the two were invited to see the prize-winning horse in Lexington. Pence says he and Barr were posing for pictures when American Pharoah bit him so hard on the arm, he almost collapsed.
Oh, yes. That's right. The vice president was bitten by a horse. And let's be clear, he didn't almost collapse from the pain. He almost collapsed from the pleasure. It was like, oh, it hurts so good. Don't tell mother about this. As everyone prepares themselves for what the 2024 race will be like with Trump, there's one part that'll be different this time. And that is one of Trump's biggest ass lickers is gonna be leaving his ass very dry.
Nearly 2 years after a mob of Donald Trump's supporters attacked the Capitol, disrupting the transfer of power and chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," Trump's once loyal vice president is finally telling his story about what happened that day.
The president's words were reckless, and his actions were reckless. The president's words that day at the rally endangered me and my family and everyone at the Capitol building.
Given all that you witnessed in the Capitol on that day, this is a pretty straightforward question, a yes or a no. Do you believe that Donald Trump should ever be president again?
David, I think that's up to the American people. But I think we'll have better choices in the future.
Hell yeah! Good for Mike Pence telling Donald Trump, "You almost got me and my family killed, which is why I'm now prepared to say that it's possible there are better alternatives to you in the next election. Although that decision will be up to the American people." You tell him, Mike Pence. Ooh, you tell him. For real though, man, it's a simple question. Do you support Trump or not? I can't believe Mike Pence is the one leaving us hanging. And I know why he's doing this, right? I know why he's doing it. He doesn't want to go too hard against Trump because he's still hoping to win over Trump's voters if he runs for president, which is so delusional. Trump's people were the ones who wanted to kill him. The only reason they would elect him president is so that they know for sure where he lived. Why would they vote for you? And even if that strategy works, it still makes him a punk-ass bitch. It does. I'm sorry, but this is not the type of man you want leading the United States, right? You can't even say the thing out loud. If Pence was president, forget China. Canada would be invading. Yeah. Just be like, "Oh, sorry, we're gonna take Oregon, eh? Oh, it just seems so easy. Sorry, eh?"
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
with today's big news about the 2024 presidential race. Someone has stepped forward to run against Trump for the Republican nomination, and she's a lady.
Breaking news this morning. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is now officially running for president. She is the first Republican to challenge Trump for that nomination. She obviously served as his ambassador to the United Nations. She announced as much just in a video a few moments ago.
You should know this about me. I don't put up with bullies. And when you kick back, it hurts them more if you're wearing heels.
Um, 1997 called. It wants that joke back. Oh, wait, it just called again. It wants this joke back. I actually thought this was a great ad, and I'm excited to buy whatever pharmaceutical product that nice lady was selling. But this is going to be a tough race for Nikki Haley. Right now, she's polling at just 1%, and that's pretty bad. I mean, you know, even Mike Pence is at 2%. Mike Pence's noose rope is at 5%, which is VP material. But you do get some advantages if you run against your former boss. My opponent's economic plan is terrible, and when he poops in his office, we all hear him go, ow, 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 ow. I love political satire. It's really my lane.
Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor and Trump UN ambassador, has decided to throw her hat in the ring and run against her old boss. So I went to her campaign launch in South Carolina to see if the party was really ready to turn the page.
Are you excited about Nikki Haley for president?
Very excited. She's done great things for South Carolina. She's tough. She's a woman. Women rule.
The Republican Party needs a change, and we need someone with Nikki's foreign policy expertise.
I love Donald Trump, but I think that she has more of a feminine finesse.
You think Trump has a harder time with communicating with ladies. He has a harsher approach when it comes to women.
He
sometimes has to pay for it. He sometimes has a hard time navigating it.
Yes.
I mean, I think she's really running to get, like, I don't think she'll win.
Oh, so.
I think it's for VP.
So this is just sort of like batting practice.
It's just fun to be here. Why not?
VP or president, I was curious to see how Haley could win over ardent Trump supporters.
I voted for Trump, but I certainly will not be doing that again.
When did Trump lose your support?
The nail in the coffin for me with Donald Trump.
Let me guess. Charlottesville.
No.
But okay, let me guess.
Kids you're not going to guess it.
Kids in cages.
Nope.
The insurrection, January 6th.
The, nope.
Wait, hold on. First impeachment.
Nope.
Second impeachment.
Nope.
Okay, inviting white supremacists over to Mar-a-Lago.
No, but that, I mean, you know, criticizing DeSantis before his election.
Wouldn't have guessed it. So that's the line right
there. That was the nail in the coffin.
I would have guessed kids in cages.
I told you, you wouldn't have guessed it.
I know.
I would have saved you 30 minutes.
This is why you come out and talk to people. You're constantly surprised.
Yep.
Haley has been either a strong Trump critic or a vocal Trump ally, depending on the time of day. Could this pose a problem?
Did you feel like she sufficiently stood up to Donald Trump when she needed to?
I think she has, and I think Nikki Haley's not afraid to stand up to any male or female with her voice of opinion.
Yeah, so after January 6th, she wasn't afraid to say, this is disgusting.
That's right.
And then a couple weeks later to say, they were being too hard on him.
Yes, yes. So we agree. I agree totally.
An individual respects you if you can stand up to them.
So if something awful happens, like Charlottesville.
She speaks her mind.
Charlottesville happens. She's not afraid to criticize Trump, walk right in there, and hand in her 52-week notice.
Right is right. She knows right from wrong.
It's a campaign that's distancing itself from the far-right fringe. Except if you look closely at Haley's first speaker, Pastor John Hagee, who has unusual views on the weather.
As a candidate, you have that responsibility to not get in the gutter. So hopefully we can stay in a more positive place.
Well, the first person I saw on stage was Pastor Hagee, who thinks hurricanes are a punishment for gay people.
Is that really what he said? How long ago was that?
That was around Katrina.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting opening act. Pastor Hagee has said that hurricanes were God's punishment for gays.
Oh, no. He preaches the gospel. I followed him for years.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe if she wants to attract moderates, come in with a little bit more of a moderate pastor who thinks something more acceptable, like tornadoes are caused by too much masturbation.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's way out there. No.
That's too far.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
And there's that line again. It's for now.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.